What's up? Oh, that reminds me. What is it?
Friday?
Michael G.
You know what I was doing?
That was
motorboating.
Motorboating. I'm a motorboating son of a bitch after really watching this movie.
You really are.
That's right.
You guys Malibu love tits?
Express. Hmm?
Yeah. You'll get them. You'll get them big time.
You'll get them big. You'll get them small. You'll get them medium. You'll get them in your face. You'll get them when you're driving away from a helicopter. You'll get them when you're trying to rent a car. Yeah,
you'll get them in the middle of the desert, in the middle of literally nowhere.
You'll get them in the shower. You'll get them on film. You'll get them off film. You'll get them when you're just trying to live your life on your boathouse and two women have broken in.
Multiple times.
You'll get them.
Okay. This guy, he's a good looking guy.
Yeah, he's got a great mustache.
Is he the most irresistible man of all time? Because there is not a single woman who doesn't throw themselves at him in this movie.
We'll talk bodies real quick. Now, you look at his body. He's tight. He's got a tight body. Mm-hmm. But then you see the other bodies in this movie. Guy-wise, I'm talking
they're all
to
pretty,
dudes,
they're
guys.
They're pretty jacked and yoked. And
then we got the buff-ass guys, just a bunch of buff dudes.
Okay.
So he's not buff like that, but he's got a tight body.
Brian, who is more buff?
He's not a loose body.
That guy in the gym or the guy in Sweet Movie?
Well, I was thinking the same thing.
Because I'm pretty sure they're the same guy.
That'd be sick. They are. But yeah, they're both big. Yeah. That guy just gets completely nude and just jump ropes.
Yeah. You ever jump rope nude on film?
On occasion.
I thought so.
The lead actor, He's got a good bod.
He's
a tight guy.
I also love his hair to mustache ratio.
What was his name again?
Oh, Cody. Cody Albaline.
What is his count in this movie?
Body?
He's got a lot.
You think it's over 10?
Yeah. The two in the boat, the car sales girl, the knockers girl who drives the race cars. Her friend.
The cop lady. The girl in the desert gets raped by.
Yeah. The main villain. What's her name?
Sybil Danning.
Sybil Danning. The black-haired girl he thought was the killer.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Didn't they bone at one point?
No, they didn't.
No, she gets raped by.
You're right.
She gets raped by Shane.
You're right.
And she kind of likes it. Right?
She eventually turns into not rape.
Yeah,
but at the beginning,
it starts as rape.
That shit was rape.
Yeah.
Well, this movie does it because even the guy, Cody, says he was raped by the girl in the desert.
Yeah, that's why.
Dude, that line is so funny.
I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, this is hilarious. He's like, oh, man, what a day. He's just like, lots of walking, lots of driving. I got raped.
It's so nonchalantly.
Do you think he just drops that line in. You think in the 80s, stuff like that was like casual?
Rape?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why do you think the Me Too movement happened?
Oh, God. Yeah.
Dark.
Yeah, super dark.
Yeah. But this movie... Now, Brian, I got a little factoid about this movie. I don't know if you knew this. I was telling Mike.
Hit me.
Because I do research.
Yeah.
Hugh Hefner financed this movie.
I know. I was looking at the trivia.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. It makes sense. All these girls are like playboys.
Yes. Did you also see Hugh Hefner said there wasn't enough tits in the movie?
He's right.
He was right. So he probably maybe even quadrupled the amount of tits.
Yeah. So this movie has a lot of really good subplots, which is one, our main character being a terrible shot.
Terrible shot.
I love that as a subplot. And the subplot that every woman sleeps with him. Every woman rapes him. Like, he's so irresistible. They're being gunned down by a helicopter. And she's trying to give him roadhead.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
She literally can't stop either.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And he's like, please, like, get off. Like, we're going to die.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you realize what's happening right now, that we're getting shot down by a chopper.
Mm-hmm.
She's just so horny that, like...
What's her name? Like, Jessica Knockers?
Is it June Knockers?
June Knockers. Yeah, it's June Knockers.
Now, another cool subplot, racing. Can we talk about
it? We want to talk about the racing subplot.
Really want to talk about it.
The hillbilly family? Yeah.
Where does that come from, dude?
Dude, I don't know. And the fact that that actually ends the movie is insane.
Yeah. So, like, I like it, the weird background about, like, how his dad, like, beat the dad in a race. And, like, all of a sudden, like, all they want to do is just, like, beat the family in racing.
It's so funny.
It really is wild how that's a storyline. And then you have the one scene where they all, like, are mooning him.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell is happening?
Dude, this movie, it's one of those movies, right? It has so much charm to it.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know what you're getting when you watch Malibu Express, an 80s movie like this. And, dude, it just, like, it's such a fun watch.
First pair. We got it.
Yeah.
That's June Knockers.
June Knockers.
Oh, she's the one... with the helicopter chase, right?
Yeah.
That's her?
Yeah. This girl is crazy.
Yeah, she's just...
In all the best ways.
She's really horny for...
For Cody Abilene?
For
yeah.
For boy, Cody.
It, dude... I don't know. Like, when I think a Hard Ticket to Hawaii, yeah, there's a lot of nudity, but it's, like,
I don't think
not
even
comparable.
It doesn't
right?
touch this movie.
Well, the thing about that movie, though, is, like, out of the get-go... They're just showing, like, that movie, they all just show tits for tits.
Yeah.
But that movie is also ridiculous, too, because you just see two girls, they just take a shower naked in the middle of nowhere.
That's really,
like, it is kind of, like, ridiculous
nice
in its own right.
Here.
Yeah, it's really crazy. You do know the connection, right, between the two movies?
I don't.
So, this guy's name is Cody Abilene, and his boat is the Malibu Express. That boat, because he mentions, I'm going to go to Hawaii at the end. He doesn't make it because they didn't cast him in the next one for some reason.
Yeah.
But the boat makes it. And the guy who does karate, his name, I forgot his first name, but his last name is Abilene.
Oh, wow.
They are brothers in canon in the movie.
Got it. Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Look at you. Look, you're such a super fan.
He really is.
I did so much research on these movies. Impressive.
Did you like this movie more, less, or about the same as Hard Ticket?
Okay, so I liked Hard Ticket more. But not by a lot. What Hard Ticket did, and it's why Hard Ticket's my favorite, is two death scenes. The razor wire frisbee and the bazooka rocket with the guy in the air. They were two of my favorite movie scenes for like these cheesy movies I've ever seen. But I love this movie. Like, don't get me wrong. Malibu Express. Like,
I give them both the same rating on IMDb.
I think I give them both a 6.
Well, it's much better than me. But yeah.
Or 5. I either gave them both a 5 or a 6. What'd you give them?
A 3.
Oh, that's harsh.
That's low.
It's
that's
a good
low.
3,
that's low.
That's harsh.
It's a power 3.
See, for me, you like do that like square root 3, and that would probably be my rating.
Oh, no, it's definitely like, I love it. Like, it's a good 3. I just like
the square root of 3 be like
9.
Oh, it is. Okay. I was just trying to think.
Oh, no, it's less.
No, yeah, it's less.
The square root of 9 is 3.
Yeah. That's why I was confused. The square root of 3 would be like 1.333333.
Yeah. No, I guess for me, just like...
Way to call me out like that. You think any of these idiots know what that is?
The movie is just kind of like nonsensical.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, but that's the charm of it. Mm-hmm. I do like the twist at the end, though.
Incredible.
Right? Like, the twist is solid.
Yes. Okay, so...
We'll get there. We got to talk about titties
Cody,
first, though.
Cody is a cop, and he's investigating this, like, crime... boss family, and there's going to be Sybil Danning's character who, what is she exactly to this movie?
Oh, I don't know what she is.
Is she part of the family or like an associate of
like
the family?
Associate of the family. She calls him to have him help like fuel an investigation into the family who is apparently like selling stuff, information to the Russians.
Yes, and he works with that girl Beverly, I think is her name, right?
He works with Beverly, but he mentioned the mother of that is the one that is selling the secrets to the Russians.
So, and there's also the cab driver, Shane, who is like blackmailing every woman in this movie by sleeping with them and filming it.
I would call him a chauffeur.
Yes, but he's also blackmailing Stuart, the head of the family, because he's a drag queen.
Yes. Yes.
And I mean that in the exact sense.
Correct.
That he is a drag queen.
Yeah, he just is in the car.
He does like cabaret at night or something.
Yep. Yeah.
Out of nowhere, that happens.
Yeah. So
I like these two chicks.
With that being
up.
Said, the Shane guy. Let's talk about Shane.
Let's talk about Shane.
Let's talk Shane.
Shane fucks.
He fucks hard.
He does. He's a hard fucker.
He likes the film.
He likes the film, and he doesn't take no for an answer.
Nope.
Yeah. That's the only problem I had with Shane.
Is it that he's a rapist?
He's also got a really tight body.
Yeah. He's so good at what he does, though, like that they actually
we see it.
It's fucking crazy.
It is crazy. Can we talk about how Sybil Danning has a very hard body?
It is a hard body.
It is.
Got a lot of good mustaches in this movie.
She just busts through the door.
She's incredible.
Yeah.
I actually want it. Okay, so we haven't mentioned it, but Sybil Danning is the hero of the Howling 2. Like,
oh, she's the end scene. That's her,
Sybil Danning.
Yeah,
look, she's the girl who goes,
she's tits. Shh. Yeah, I didn't know that she was, shh. I didn't know that was her.
Yeah, oh, she, yeah, so she's Sturba, right? Is her name Sturba. In that movie? Yeah, that's Sybil Danning.
Did not know.
Yeah, she is a darling, she's incredible. I actually want to watch more stuff with her in it because I've now seen this and I've seen Howling 2, and they both have a special place in my heart for different reasons.
For two reasons.
Or yes.
A special place in your other heart.
Yeah. It's a good movie. I mean, The Howling 2 has Christopher Lee.
Does. Yeah. Christopher Lee's awesome.
He is.
He's crazy.
Yeah. Little hidden aspect about this new studio we got. Speaking of being watched, we could be being watched right now. You guys realize that?
Yeah, there's nothing out there.
There's nothing out there.
There's literally alpacas. That's the extent of what's out there.
No,
alpacas.
I'm saying, like, the notion of us potentially being watched is getting me off.
Okay. You need to be put down.
I'm big off.
Okay. Okay. So, this whole movie is going to be now him. It's actually literally the It's Always Sunny skit. Full penetration, solving crime. Full penetration, solving crime. Full penetration, solving crime.
There's also a bit of Dennis system in this.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Sorry, I got distracted by the titties.
Yeah, well, it's great. Oh, look, every time we look up, it's just... And they're all good.
Some better titties. Than others.
This is just fantastic, this movie. As we just watch it.
Just watch the tits over and over.
But yeah, this man, Cody, he just slays and slays. Favorite slay in the movie? Go.
Is it a one for Cody or just in general?
Cody, like, which is your favorite Cody sex scene in this movie?
Oh, because I was gonna go with Shane's
the shower scene.
Yeah, that was crazy. It's too rapey though, so I'm gonna.
I'm going with Cody with the cop chick in the bed.
It has
where
to be.
He has the secret camera up top, and she's like, "How long have you been filming?" And he's like, "Wanna watch?"
That was probably the most. Besides so the one in the shower, that was probably the most graphic sex scene in the movie.
Yeah,
they're in each other.
I wonder if there was actually full penetration.
Probably that was wild. That scene was wild, dude. That scene with the cop, Beverly, insane. Like he's grabbing her in areas that. Two actors, unless they were really fucking, wouldn't grab each other.
Yeah.
What is her outfit?
I don't think it classifies as an outfit. It's just...
They know each other, right? Do they know each other or no?
They do. Well, they've banged before because she mentions that... Okay, so...
What's her name? Fuchiana?
Or something like that. So this movie, where Shane gets murdered... It's the best way to actually talk about this. So Shane is murdered, and they're trying to solve who murdered Shane.
And took, like, the videotape. Yeah.
And it's someone pretending to be Stewart. The whole thing is they're framing Stewart to make it look like Stewart killed him to stop Shane from blackmailing him about being a drag queen. They want you to think it's this one girl with the black hair. The killer, actually, the twist is that it's Sybil Danning. She's been doing it the whole time. She fled. I'm bringing this up now because... Her alibi was always that she had slept with Cody the night of the murder, so she couldn't have done it. This is how I know they slept together before, because she mentions it in a phone call. She's like, the first time I slept with you, I knew you liked to take a nap after we did it. So I knew then I would be able to drug you a little bit and slip on out or something like that.
Got it.
So yeah, they've been banging on the reg. Also, she makes that face in The Howling 2.
What, her
sex face?
Sturba.
Yeah, when she's like having that like hairy wolf sex.
Yeah.
You remember that scene where they're all werewolves banging in the bed? Yeah,
awesome. I remember. That scene was wild.
Yeah.
Sturba. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, because see, he drank the thing there, and that was drugged, and that's how she was able to slip out into the night.
Yeah, she does explain that at the end.
Yep.
I mean, it is interesting. And he's like, she's the villain, but she's also like, she doesn't do it for like a bad reason.
No, she like, did it.
She did it. She needs to kill Shane because Shane is the informant. He's selling the information to the Russians.
I mean, to be fair, the guy who was murdered is the bad guy of the movie, despite them investigating his murder.
She just wanted to kill him, I guess, for her boss, and then she flees to fucking Hawaii.
Yeah, which he's going to take his boat to Hawaii, and we're never going to see any of them again, and we're going to get his brother, and we're going to get Donna.
Donna, that's right.
And Taryn, I think?
Donna and the air crew.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, so essentially, that's like the whole twist. Throughout this, he goes on races against the hillbilly folk.
Yeah, here they come.
Which, like we said, it's kind of a subplot that's explained that his dad beat them in a race.
His dad's big. Like, he gets a lot of stuff from his dad. He, I think, inherited the boat from his dad.
They inherit the racetrack, and that's where he bangs June Knockers.
Yeah.
You think that's where he gets his terrible shooting from?
Dude, I love, though, how that plays into the end where they have shootouts, and he can't hit anything. So he's like, you know I can't hit a moving target. So they hold him in place or something. What is it at the end where he like freezes him so he's able to shoot him at the end?
Yeah.
You mean where June Knockers just whips her titties out to like stun them?
Oh, that's what it is. Yes. So he can't hit a moving target. So June Knockers pulls her tits out and he's like, whoa.
Stationary.
And then he stops moving. So then he shoots him.
I mean.
So they actually had a I can't shoot anything moving subplot just to add more tits. This movie's 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10.
Do you remember like Hard to Get to Hawaii had the snake?
Yes.
That was a good subplot.
Like, do you think anything in this compares to the snake?
No, and that's why I like Hard Ticket more. Hard Ticket just had so many little things I love.
The race and the snake are like neck and neck.
The racing is pretty wild.
It is.
What about what's the girl that gets raped then unraped? What's her name?
I call her the black-haired girl.
Okay, so like she's like investing in some dude's company or something?
Bro, okay. The leader. That's the thing. I can't explain a single thing that's really going on.
That's the guys that are chasing.
Yeah, and this guy, he has like goons, and he sends the goons to kill hot, tight Cody.
I guess they sniffed him out. I don't know how we sniffed him out, but I guess they just had a sense that he was onto them. Because the boss guy sent them out after them. I guess maybe because they figured he was trying to sniff them out because they were obviously in bed with Shane. Shane was in bed with the Russians.
Everyone's just in bed with each other.
Whole enterprise. I do like how the end of the movie, though, they're all like set up in a weird setting of just like explaining what happened
On the boat,
like,
right?
Like the whole mystery, and like Sybil Danning explains, like, "Oh, this is how I did it. This is how it's done." Like, it's super interesting.
Loved it.
Well, yeah, because there's the tape recorder where she explains everything, and then he brings everyone onto the boat.
And he explains
And then them. He explains everything.
Yeah.
And he's like, so she did this, and this is how she got away.
Yeah, he had to explain to them, because she's in fucking Hawaii. But part of the explanation, when she put on the video, like the tape to show him, she took the different tape.
Yes.
She took the different tape, so he could use the tape to figure out that it was her and not...
The other girl. Because she didn't want an innocent girl to go to prison.
Yeah.
So she's not a bad guy.
No, she's not.
She honestly is kind of an anti-hero, if anything.
She is. She left the breadcrumbs. She got the bad guy, and she just fled and left what's his name? Abilene to just kind of clean everything up, and he did. And he exonerated the girl, because obviously that's who he thought it was. Yep. Exonerated her. She got away. The Russian informant is dead, and he's going to flee to Hawaii and bang Sybil Danning.
There you go. That's Malibu Express.
And like Cody, you see him. He's a hunk. He fucks a lot, but he's also a good cop.
He is. Okay, that's actually something we didn't talk about. So he phones things in multiple times.
Yes.
Does he phone them into a sex line?
Yo, so it looks like a sex line command center.
Yes.
Because that girl, she's like, oh, Cody's calling me. I'm just going to squeeze my nipples.
Bro, literally by the sound of his voice, this chick
is
fucking
finger creamy. Blasting.
Yes. But that's the thing. So the first time there's other dudes there also doing like a YMCA, like sex hotline or something. But then when he calls her at the end, she's like, you solved the case. And he's like, yeah. And she's like, oh,
she plugs every orifice yes. she has in her body with a finger.
Yo, it's fucking nuts.
I thought, the whole, like how he solves it almost like the whole, the black hair chick is like left-handed.
And oh,
the,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The
yep.
marks on the...
That's we're right-handed.
We're made from a person with a right hand. I thought
that was a bit over the top.
I loved it.
But yeah. But
I loved
it. This whole movie is just over the top, literally.
Dude, like I said, if you're watching Malibu Express, like, I don't understand how you're watching this movie and not expecting what, like, happens. Like, this is why you're watching
you
this
should
movie.
Probably watch this movie naked.
Yes.
Yeah.
I actually think the best way to watch Malibu Express is naked with a nice hard drink, like a Jack and Coke or something like that. Like
a steaming hot pizza on your chest.
Ew.
Oh.
What? You killed my mood.
Someone calls you, you just start squeezing your nipples.
You're just like, yeah, watching Malibu Express.
Yeah. Oh my God. Wild.
Can you guys start calling me Mike the Bottle King G? Oh
my God.
Like the fucking alcohol shop?
Or what about just like Mike Cody G?
Mike Cody.
Sure, boss. Should we like recommend this here?
Yeah.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Yeah. We don't even have to do the fucking
it's a hard ticket
to Hawaii. I love this movie. That's it.
What's the next set? Like, no, sorry. What's the next?
Let's see. Well, you want to keep staying on like the Sidaris like train?
Yeah. Like, what's the next like Sidaris after Malibu Express?
Let's see what Sidaris is.
I know there's a couple. There's like Picasso Trigger and like all these.
We're big Sidaris fans here, if you haven't noticed. So let's see what this guy's
big
got.
Big tits, big guns.
All right, so we did Malibu, and we did Hard Ticket. So the next one would be Picasso Trigger, and then there's Savage Beach.
Out.
Hard Hunt It, Guns, Do or Die, Fit to Kill.
In.
Fit to Kill.
I feel like, though, we got to just go into Picasso Trigger
at
some point.
I want to do Fit to Kill first.
Is there any before Malibu Express that we missed?
I hope so.
Seven? I don't know what that is.
Like let's the say. Brad Pitt one?
No.
Oh. Is Seven the movie that was that Malibu Express is a remake of?
I think it is, yeah.
I heard that.
So we have to actually, not like next week, but the next time we do one, we have to do Picasso Trigger, because Picasso Trigger is literally a sequel to Hard Ticket.
It's a direct sequel. I think, I actually think there's a few that are direct sequels.
Yeah.
You can check. I think even Savage Beach, I think, is a direct sequel.
Oh, yeah. Donna is literally, and Taryn are literally in Picasso Trigger. We have to do Picasso Trigger. Also, can confirm, Picasso Trigger is on Tubi.
Amazing. Yeah, we probably don't have to do Seven. Apparently, like, this is a better... Version of seven.
We'll skip seven, and now we're just going to go in order with the Andy Sidaris line, because he is our Spielberg here.
What do you think Seven means or meant?
What's the plot of Seven?
I think it's the plot of Hard Ticket. Hawaii has fallen under the control of a ruthless cartel of seven gangsters. The FBI acquires the services of an ex-agent turned assassin, Drew Savano, who in turn assembles a team of seven women.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah, we just have to do that one too.
Yeah, okay.
Seven.
But yeah, I'm down for Picasso next, though.
Yeah, I think Picasso next. We will hit up Seven, though.
I really want to watch Fit to Kill. It just sounds good.
Fit to Kill is
how far are we from Fit to Kill?
We're far. We got like five movies.
I will count down the days.
We'll get there. But next week, we're getting somewhere else. We're going to wrap up a movie series.
We know who you want to see fit to kill, okay?
Yeah, yeah, we get it. So we're going to do Samurai Cop 2, Deadly Vengeance. And I know what you're saying. Oh, you guys just did Samurai Cop 1. You normally wait 17 months before you hit sequels. Well, fuck you. We're doing Samurai Cop 2.
Shane.
So I just want to say, like,
it was hard.
I didn't know this movie. Well, I didn't. This is weird. You mentioned this during our review, and I didn't fucking remember you saying this until I re-listened to the review. And I'm like, yeah, we need to do this like ASAP. Like, Samurai Cop 2 needs to be done. So I'm all about it.
Here we go.
Also, do you love how these two guys are, of course, are at the gym?
They're so fucking fit.
I just love how Cody's at the gym, and this dude just like, he don't care. He's just plowing. He's just talking, looking at plowing these bitches.
Look at that shit. See, Cody's more lean.
I will give
Cody's leaned out.
I will give the movie this.
What is this?
They also really show the male body just as much as the female. This is just bodies. Yeah.
I knew you were going there.
Yeah. You know
who has more bodies in real life? Pete Davidson or hot bod Cody?
I'll be honest, Cody got more in this movie than I think Pete Davidson's gotten his life.
Underestimating Pete, I see.
I'm not. Yeah, do you see how much Cody's smashing in this movie?
He's fucking right now.
That's what I'm saying.
Is that Cody?
Or might be Shane.
There's the Shane scene.
Oh, that's the Shane scene.
That's tight bod Shane.
All right. We're going to end it here.
He straight up rapes her for a while.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to.
Look at.
Shane is so good at this.
Crazy.
This is what Shane was meant. This is classic Shane. This is what he does.
This is why I was trying to wrap things up. I knew it would go down this route.
Okay, he's so fucking tan.
You know what else is tan? Samurai Cop 2. We'll see you next
she's
week.
So into it.
His
now.
Hair is
look
so
at that.
Straight.
I know it's full penetration.
Gosh,
it is full
fucking. They're fucking in the
it's
shower.
Shane is just, this is his special talent. He's so good at this. His hair is so straight.
Look at that bicep.
We'll see you next week. Final Friday.
Spike Lee, 100%?
That's a no.
That's a big no.
Yeah, it's a big no. Big no.
He's fucking going. Look at this.
The scene is sick.
He's the inner box.